Let's go on with other industry point of view. Angela has something to add.
About those studies and how, what is the perspective of the MEA. And regarding to this specific indication, we have now open for consultation from the cardiovascular drafting group that chairs Peter de Graaf two guidelines in the two different indications. So more or less, these two guidelines are in two indications, in DVT prophylaxis and treatment, and in atrial fibrillation for preventing ischemic events and strokes. These guidelines, at the end of the day, are in agreement with the Scientific Advice Working Party, and we say that, what I just said, that always this pick up the correct dose is up to the company. And how can we help the company to pick up the dose? Most of the statement is conducting a proper dose-finding study, exploratory study in the intended indication. Extrapolation could be done, but it could be a nightmare at the time that the CHMP see the data due to the background therapy that has been said in this clinical setting have a safety important issue, and due to pick up the really correct specific population. But having said that, the EMEA and the statisticians of the EMEA is working hard, they're working hard, and they have a guidelines in adaptive design. That's it. So to move forward, is that one? That one? Okay. So this is my disclaimer. I'm a cardiologist in a hospital in Spain. So that's what we're saying. The scientific advice working party seems, when we talk with the company, they complain with us that we don't have interest in exploratory trial, but confirmatory trials. So we're not interested in the dose selection because we always tell them, okay, do the work as best as you can, pick up the correct dose and test it in the exploratory trial for the intended indication that you will claim in the future years. So this is the two guidelines that you can read. It's in the EMEA website, and these are the two indications. One is the VTA prophylactic, and the other treatment in surgery. And the other one is the one in atrial fibrillation. And in this, as Peter de Graaf said, they really focus and really conduct a proper therapeutic exploratory trial to pick up the appropriate doses for the product in terms of total daily dose, dose interval, and in order to find the optimal dosing for the new drug with the most favorable balance, efficacy, and safety. So, and then once that you pick up the dose, you conduct the confirmatory trial, the phase 3 trial. This is not the case in sometimes, but it's better to compare with placebo. This is not the case. And, of course, exploratory trials will be most of the time based on surrogate endpoints. They are also underpowered to detect different heart efficacy endpoints, but they can help the CHMP at the end of the decision to correlate surrogate endpoints with clinical heart endpoints. Not here, or maybe here, but overall in another conditions, like those finding BNP in heart failure and then heart endpoints in heart failure. So those are supportive data at the end of the day. This is the guideline of the statisticians about how it can be applied in this setting, adaptive designs to pick up the correct dose. And they are open to that in the sense that in some instance, even after a carefully conducted phase 2 program, some doubts about the most preferable dose, because there's a narrow window for phase 3 trial, may still exist. So the company come to us saying, well, what do we do? An investigator may wish to further investigate more than one dose in phase 3 trial, which at the beginning of some years ago was kind of impossible. So in this context, and it has been done, and they are coming more often in phase 3 trials with testing two doses, and early interim results may resolve some of the ambiguities with regard to the efficacy of safety consideration, and recruitment may be stopped for some of the doses for the experimental treatment. So you conduct a phase 3 trial, you pick up two doses, and you do an interim analysis, and you analyze one dose that you may think that is not safety and efficacy enough. And then you go to the second stage of such a study, would then be restricted to the control treatment and the chosen dose for the experimental treatment. And in this case, suppose that a particular dose group has not formally shown efficacy with data from stage one, and you just throw out that dose, and that, this dose is not taken forward to stage two of the trial. So in this situation, only those hypotheses that have been selected for the second stage should be formed the basis of a claim at the end of the study. So that means that the company cannot come back with the CMP, to the CHMP saying, okay, we take out and may consider those that have been not tested. So summarizing, phase 2 and phase 3 combination trials, when appropriate planned, may be used to better investigate the correlation between endpoints used to support those findings and clinical endpoints, and may be therefore support the process of providing justification that an optimal dose regimen for the experimental drug has been selected. They may also permit a more extensive investigation of dose response than might otherwise be feasible. So, going to the question of the session, how to secure the optimal dose for phase 3, can adaptive design help? Yes, they can help in a specific setting, but at the end of the day, it's a matter of the sponsor, and the sponsor have all the data of the early development program, and they have to balance between efficacy and safety for confirmatory trial. That is the end. That's on the my last slide is that due to the fact that this is a difficult issue of extrapolation and picking the correct dose, the AMEA now is working with the academia, with the industry in order to conduct or to launch a new working group that is modeling and simulation working group that will deal with these type of things. And the task will be, as you see, one of the tasks of this working group is to help the industry in those finding studies and to see what will be the proper dose for the confirmatory trial. Thank you very much.
Thank you. At least now we